This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, day two of the Seattle City Schools welcoming students back to in-person classes. And it's more than about time. Except in at least two Seattle elementary schools. Pretty amazing. One is a K to 8, and one is a middle school. And those two schools have an extra element in the educational experience. Maybe not an element that most people would welcome. The element is they have become the site for homeless encampments. Now, the homeless folks were apparently not invited to camp there. But as in many, many parts of the city of Seattle, many, many parts of the country at large, the homeless folks helped themselves, and nobody objected, and then you move forward with full encampments. Look, this is a truly appalling situation, and it's worth hearing the way that it's presented on Como Television News. This is a description of what the young people will be finding right adjacent to their classrooms. Listen.
One in North Seattle, the other on Capitol Hill. Homeless issues around the buildings are leaving parents outraged and uneasy. Como's Kara Kosnich is live with what parents and neighbors are demanding tonight. Kara.
That's right, Michelle and Eric. Clearly the no camping sign not being enforced here. But I want to take your eyes right down to a trail here that clearly goes right up to a stairway that leads to that school. Tonight, the district telling me the gate is now locked.
No one feels safe in this neighborhood anymore.
As more than 170 students returned for in-person learning at Broadview Thompson K through 8, students like Braylon and Lucas have decided to stay home for remote learning.
They're ready to see their friends and play and get back to school, but it's not safe.
That's because of a growing homeless encampment of up to 40 tents on Seattle Public School property directly behind the school. It's a similar story at Capitol Hill's Meany Middle School, where tents are steps away from the building.
Okay, did you hear 40 tents? Not 14, 40 tents. Let's see, arithmetic class, let's count the number of tents out there. Let's see, there are 10 tents times 4. How many tents are there? 40. Now, this is an unbelievable situation. Okay, I understand school was not in session, but there were janitors visiting the place. Somebody had to be responsible for this public property the taxpayers pay for. How could it be that one homeless tent would be allowed? This is beyond folly. It's outrageous. Imagine how you would feel if one of your kids was coming back to school and there was a whole encampment with 40 tents. Now, these are not one person per tent. And by the way, it's not like this is a stable community. Well, we've put down roots here. There are people going in and out. Every homeless encampment in Seattle, virtually without exception, has been involved with drugs, which is a very big deal. And this is how the city of Seattle, in its infinite wisdom, and the school board, in its even more infinite wisdom, have handled the issue. Listen.
Let's have a plan here to get the outreach, to get reach services there, and clear that encampment off of Seattle Public School property.
For almost almost a week, we've been asking the city, school board, and Seattle Public Schools what's going to be done to solve this dangerous situation, and we've received little answers. The Seattle School Board president released a statement to us today that says in part, Seattle Public Schools supports prompt outreach to residents and efforts to identify long-term solutions. We are working closely with the city, building staff, and community partners on this as we speak, and are confident our students will have safe access to schools this week and in the coming weeks.
Okay, the statement gets even worse if you read the whole thing. It's fairly unbelievable. Here's what they say in their statement is we are working, the school district's statement, we are working in partnership with the city of Seattle to support community members residing at the encampment near Meany Middle School. Community members? Okay, you've pitched a tent on school property. You're now a community member, are you? Doesn't membership in a community come with some responsibility? For instance, not to us defecate and shoot up and pitch your tent on a middle school property. And this is middle school. This is kids below ninth grade. Right? Okay. SPS will be identifying the area of the encampment that is close to the school and supporting city-contracted outreach partners to identify solutions to challenges and making clear the boundaries between city property and district grounds, the district said in a written statement. The pandemic has deepened inequities, including access to housing. This is not a problem with easy solutions, but we are committed to working in partnership to address it together and do so in a compassionate way. Our schools will reopen in a phased approach as planned. Middle school students enrolled in a special education intensive service pathways will return Monday, April 5th. That's yesterday. All other middle school students will return April 19th. Okay? The stupidity here is it says that the pandemic has deepened inequities. There is no easy solution. Look, we covered this on the air at Cal Anderson Park. Finally, after months, they cleaned out a homeless encampment. And they had a homeless encampment that was may not have been quite as big as this one. Oh, yeah, and then there is this, which is also unbelievable. It's Orwellian. A headline from 5 days ago from Como TV. Homeless camps grow near two Seattle schools as students return. A grow means it's like a plant. I'm alive! I'm alive! It's growing. It's a growing community. And Seattle Times had this report. It said tents in Seattle increased by more than 50% after COVID pandemic began, survey says. The survey completed by researchers and students from Seattle Pacific University and the University of Washington found more than 800 tents in Seattle in spring and summer of 2019 before the pandemic. The research team later resampled the highest populated areas in winter 2019 and then summer 2020, found the number of tents in those areas had ballooned by more than 50%. Okay, ballooned is better than grow. There's also a reaction from parents. And no, the parents are not thrilled about broadening the horizons of the children that they have raised and sacrificed for and seek to protect against going to school in the midst of a homeless encampment with 40 campers. 40 different tents. More campers than that. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
100-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business as well, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com. SHYFT-capital.com or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
One of the victories that I think people in the center and on the right can claim in America recently has been getting children back to school in most parts of the countries. The there's an increasing desire to stand up to some of the teachers' unions. Even liberal spokespeople like Joe Scarborough have spoken, and I know he was once a Republican congressman, but he is certainly not somebody who's identified with the conservative side right now. There has been a great desire on the part of the right to get kids back to school. And now as kids are coming back to school in Seattle, they face homeless encampments. And the parents, by and large, at least as featured in the articles about this situation, in a Seattle elementary school and a City of Seattle middle school, the parents are not having it. And the idea of, okay, we have to wait and find another place to move these people. If you're capable of clearing homeless encampments out of parks, and thank God they are, why not clearing this out? And part of the answer is they're saying, well, this is actually a City of Seattle land. But that doesn't mean people are allowed to sleep there and make their homes there right next to a school. I mean, what happens if they set up tents? One night they come in, they set up tents at a playground or a soccer field. Then what do you do? Or they manage to get inside the building and take some of the space. The coverage of Channel 7 of Como TV in Seattle includes some of the parents' reaction. Listen.
But today some parents shared one you shared universal concern about campers behind the school.
Sex offenders being there.
It's not clear who's living at this camp, but some families aren't willing to wait to find out.
We're house shopping already.
Out of Seattle. Tonight, neighbors, parents, and many more want the district and city to solve this growing problem.
It's not the same. It's not feeling like we're at home anymore.
Okay, it's a shame. You know how much people sacrifice to get a home in a nice neighborhood and near schools where their kids can feel safe? I mean, there are literally every day, there are outrageous stories about homeless people engaged in every imaginable kind of crime. We feature some of them. But again, if you talk about crime arising from certain communities, it certainly arises from communities like the one that they're describing, where they're saying community residents. I mean, these are community members. Worse, that's what they said to describe the people living in the tents right next to the Meany School in Seattle. And by the way, there is a similar problem in Portland, of course. If Seattle has a problem, well, Portland's going to have it in spades. This is a report from KPTV, Fox 12 in Oregon, and it's a report back from last Thursday. Listen.
Yeah, parents say these homeless camps outside of the Sunnyside School here in Southeast Portland have been growing since the start of the pandemic, but the city says they have plans to clean it up before kids get back to school on Friday. Some Portland public school students are about to head back to campus. Kindergartners and first graders at Sunnyside Environmental School are getting back to class this Friday.
As an adult, I feel uncomfortable over there at times as well, so I don't know how kids could be comfortable.
But parents are concerned about homeless camps in the school's backyard.
So, yeah, where the kids go out and play at recess, there are tents right on the other side of the fence, and there's also probably a two-foot boulders that are separating the public space from the recess space.
Rick Oskin has a third and seventh grader that go to Sunnyside and says he's worried about kids going back to school with these camps so close.
There's around 20 tents, RVs, and there's been various incidents at the park that I just don't feel safe with my kid attending school, you know, going out to recess with it surrounded by a camp.
Oskin says the issue is especially concerning considering there have been safety concerns there before.
It's an environmental school. They focus on gardening. There have been needles found in the garden when kids were gardening. I've personally cleaned up feces from the park as well, right? So it's just not a safe place for kids.
Oskin is calling for these camps to be cleaned before Friday. We did reach out to the city to see if they had any plans to clear the camp before then. They sent us a statement that reads in part, quote, "We have visited the individuals residing there to provide assistance and referrals and have asked them to move to a different location. We're continuing to clear the site, and our intent is to have the playground area and surrounding side streets completely clear by Thursday afternoon." Live in Southeast Portland, Drew Marine, Fox 12, Oregon.
Okay, why do you wait so long? You've had literally close to a year with the schools closed. And first of all, why allow people to occupy your property or to open space adjoining your property? Again, a school is something sacred. And it's something beautiful. It's where, and I love the fact that this is an environmental school. Right? Welcome to Portland. It does wonders for the environment to have people setting up their tents and having their little stoves there and doing their tent fires. There's been an explosion with tent fire. I don't mean literally explosion, but there have been more and more tent fires in homeless encampments in Seattle. And by the way, this is not just Seattle and Portland, though especially them. If there's anybody listening from anywhere else in the country and you know of similar situations, give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. This doesn't mean that reopening the schools was a bad idea. It was a good idea. But it's only a good idea if there's an ability to stand up to the homeless activists and to actually, may I say it, rely on police departments. And, of course, in Portland, they're in the midst of trying to defund the police. The city council in Seattle is trying to cut back police resources. But surely, surely one of the areas where we should give more support and more money and more backing to law enforcement is making our schools safe. We will get to that, and also the idea of safe prisons. I still am waiting to hear for what the breakdown is of the 261 transgender prisoners. They are moving to different prisons according to their new sexual identity. How many female-to-male transgendered people are now requesting being moved from a female prison into a male prison? Good investment of taxpayer money.
Well, complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he calls gaps in the current barrier. Mayorkas telling Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees that some of those gaps may be filled in or areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is following Florida's lead, announcing an executive order banning the creation of vaccine passports, which require a receipt of services or even requesting a person's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Texas has administered nearly 13 million vaccines. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, we were just talking about the collision of returning students coming back to school and some of the community members, that's what the Seattle School District calls them, who live in tents, sometimes as many as 40 tents, right adjacent to the school. And I had mentioned, and again, I'll leave that open, if anybody outside Seattle or Portland has some similar experience like this with homeless encampments, as they're called euphemistically, the congregation of people who are drunk and drug addicted and very often career criminals who are plopped right down where you're sending your kids off to school. I mean, it's appalling. It's appalling. And there's this story about one of those community members with a homeless problem and, yes, a substance abuse problem. It's from Butte, Montana. Now, you wouldn't think Butte, Montana had this kind of problem, but here's the story. A man who was allegedly drunk when he recently followed a school bus to the bus barn had a gallon of Nikolai vodka in the center console and already had at least 5 DUI convictions. Prosecutors charged 60-year-old Ronnie Allen Harriman with another felony DUI that carries a possible 5-year prison term. Well, that'll give him a place to live. but also felony criminal endangerment with a 10-year maximum and fine up to $50,000. Harriman pleaded not guilty to those charges and a misdemeanor count of driving without insurance. And District Judge Robert Whalen set the next hearing for April 7th. Yeah, great, coming up tomorrow. Harriman, who is listed as homeless in court records, remains jailed with a bond of $6,000. According to the bus driver, Harriman was tailing him in a gold Buick and was all over the road from the 2400 block of Continental Drive to the bus part on Front Street. At one point, he attempted to pass the school bus and nearly caused a wreck. When officers arrived at the bus barn, the bus driver had already taken the keys out of the car's ignition and kept the keys away from Harriman and said he fell down multiple times outside the car. At the jail, he urinated on himself. It's part of the article. And a breathalyzer showed his blood alcohol level at 0.298%, more than three times the legal limit. He stated that he drank a lot earlier, about 5 or 6 hours ago, according to charging documents. Those documents did not list his previous DUI conviction dates, but two were for a fourth or a subsequent offense, meaning he faces at least his sixth. He was also charged with criminal endangerment for creating a substantial risk of death or serious injury to the school children. Okay, and they have a picture at Montana Standard where this appeared of this citizen. Look, I know every story like this is a tragedy. It's not just something to be tossed off. But for goodness sake, if you take someone like this, who knows how he got the gold Buick that he was driving in, and he's following a school bus home, do you really think this is a safe environment for children? What could be a more unsafe environment? We're so concerned about the ventilation, and we're right to be, and concerned about transmitting the disease, even though the overwhelming scientific evidence now is that kids can come back to school safely. In fact, on MSNBC, the most liberal source of cable news information, Joe Scarborough had this to say, and it's powerful and appropriate. Listen, clip six.
But as you get past the point now where Dr. Fauci a month ago said children should go back to school, that they needed to go back to school, where other mental health professionals were saying, our medical professionals were saying they should go back to school, and they're still not going back to school, and now they're saying, oh, and we're not going to go back to school until you give us child care. And saying derogatory things. If you remember what happened, I think it was in San Francisco where members were saying derogatory things about parents. Jonathan Lemire, you almost get the sense that some of these people are using COVID as an excuse to not go back to school, because we've never said that. Before Anthony Fauci said they need to go back to school, I would have never said that. Before they got the go-ahead from healthcare officials to go back to school, I would have never said that. When scientists were saying it was better for schools to be open than closed. But they've all said that, and they've been saying that for a month, Jonathan. And yes, we still have a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months to go here. But science is on the side of reopening the schools. And they're still not doing it.
Okay, it's a problem, though the reopenings are proceeding, and perhaps not at the pace they should. But they are proceeding. I had mentioned about this big new California push to transfer 261 males out of male imprisonment, which is very unpleasant, and I'm sure it's very unpleasant for these guys, for everybody else, to female prisons. There was this tweet by Abigail Schreier. And I think it goes to the point of it, because basically there are not a lot of transgendered people, female to male, who prefer to live in a male-only environment. Abigail Schreier writes this: all of them plagued with gender dysphoria since childhood, which is one of the premises on which they passed the California bill that allowed this to happen? Or might many of these male felons be, gasp, lying? And again, if you're serving a long sentence, can't blame them. But the idea of investing a great deal of money and disrupting prison life to send these individuals to female prisons. Look, all of this goes to another little bit of insanity. There's a great feature in People magazine and all throughout the sort of celebrity universe that for the first time, the swimsuit edition is featuring a male model. No, they've had transgender people before. We've talked about that. This is not a transgendered male. It is a guy in the Sports Illustrated catalog who you wouldn't know to look at him instantly that he is a guy, except that he's posed in just a bottom bathing suit, and they tend not to do topless people for Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. They're first only male, and right next to that they have pictures of their first plus size Asian model. This is very plus size. All of this is a brave new world. So does that have something to do with the Republican response, which is not as effective as it should be by any means? We will get to that and more on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there is big breaking news. I think it's just what the country needs, just what California needs. Caitlyn Jenner, at least according to Axios, is exploring a run for California governor. Would he run as a Republican, as a Democrat? My guess is, she run as, I honestly didn't do that on purpose. I understand. I want to get the pronouns right. Caitlyn Jenner, she is planning or exploring a run for governor. I don't know if she will run as a Republican or a Democrat, but Gavin Newsom has a world of hurt here. The reason that every one of these additional candidates who is talking about running could potentially hurt him, and Tom Steyer, remember Tom Steyer, the multimillionaire, he was close to a billionaire, I don't think quite there, who ran for president and made it into some of the last debates. Tom Steyer's been talking about running for governor, which would hurt Gavin Newsom a lot. Here is why. The more of these people who run as an alternative to Gavin Newsom, the more people are likely to turn out for this election and to vote to recall Gavin Newsom. And all you need to do for him to lose the governorship is for a majority of people to say, no, we want him recalled. And this is a fascinating story. Also, something I read in the Epic Times, and I haven't seen it anywhere else, that Laura Ingraham is considering a run for the U.S. Senate, as a Republican, of course, against Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Now, I do not know if Laura has any property in Alaska, or she has deep ties to Alaska, but we will see. Sarah Palin is also rumored to be considering that race. 2022 is going to be a very interesting election year. Heck, 2021 is going to be an interesting election year with the ongoing recall election in California. Okay, two things about two different members of Congress who actually have one thing in common. What they have in common is they're incredibly ineffective. They're horrible. One's an extreme liberal, one's an extreme conservative. And yet they get lots and lots of publicity because they're a bit wacky. This story is actually from the Jerusalem Post. And they are reporting on a nonpartisan Center for Effective Lawmaking that is a New York-based think tank. And they say that a study has found that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democratic member of Congress from New York, and a young face in the party, has not been an effective politician in the legislature, based on a survey from the nonpartisan Center for Effective Lawmaking. Ocasio-Cortez, popularly known as AOC, introduced a total of 21 substantive bills that did not receive substantial backing from other lawmakers, including committee and floor votes, according to the study, a project of Vanderbilt University and the University of Virginia. She introduced a lot of bills, but she was not successful at having any of them receive any sort of action in committee or beyond committee. And if they can't get through committee, they can't pass the House. So said Alan Wiseman, a Vanderbilt political scientist and the center's co-director. It's clear that she was trying to get her legislative agenda moving and engage with the lawmaking process, but she wasn't as successful as some other members were, even among other freshmen, at getting people to pay attention to her legislation. AOC was ranked of the 240 congressional Democrats during her first term. She was ranked not number 100, not number 200. She was ranked number 230 in terms of effectiveness, the study found. Compared with others in her circle of congressional allies, known collectively as the Squad, AOC was deemed even less effective than Ilhan Omar. Okay, the most effective two legislators were Nita Lowey of Westchester, New York, who just retired from Congress. She was responsible for 29 major bills introduced, seven of them becoming law, and John Katko, another Republican, Nita Lowey, of course, a Democrat. He's a Republican from Syracuse, New York, who won a narrow re-election victory. Good for him. He had six bills becoming law, even in the Democratic Congress. Okay, speaking of the Democratic Congress, the following letter has been received in the Medved family, and it's an email. And it says, "Dear blank, member of the Medved family, Joe Biden and his Democrats have wasted no time in asserting more and more control over the American people. Has he even read the Constitution? They want to defund the police so they can control who has protected them and who is not protecting you. Now they want to issue immunity passports." Actually, they said they're not going to do that. "So they can decide when you can get on a plane, go to work, or even leave your home. This sounds a lot like the mark of the beast as described in Revelations 13:18, and I will never allow this to happen while I am still drawing breath. I need every patriot to stand with me and make an emergency donation to my campaign. We need to raise $45,300 in the next 72 hours so I will have what I need to fight back against the liberal horde. They know I can see what's really going on and they will stop at nothing to keep me quiet. Now they are hoping you won't notice as Biden attempts to implement a completely unconstitutional immunity passport to control the American people from womb to tomb. Well, I'm not going to be silent. Somebody needs to stand up against the tyrannical actions for the sake of the American people, and that's what I'm going to do here in Washington, the work the people sent me to do. If every true patriot reading this email donated just $47, how'd they come up with that number? I could make a stink so big the liberal press wouldn't be able to ignore it. Making a stink so big, I'm not sure is a good analogy. That makes me think of, it makes me think of some of the animal droppings. I don't know. We cannot allow the radical left to attempt to control us to continue. We are 4 months into a Biden presidency. He is just getting started controlling your life. Are you going to lay back and just let it happen? Please don't delay. Our nation is on the brink of being overtaken by out-of-control liberals. We need to show these leftists that Americans want freedom, not the baloney being peddled for socialist nightmares. Donate today to Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman, Republican, Georgia. And God Bless America, donate to Green for Congress, paid for by Green for Congress. Look, if she needs your donation to make a stink, to protect us from the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation, are we really, really so close to apocalypse? We will get to that. Also, we'll be speaking with Jeff Greenfield coming up. And then there's a great deal more about people resisting vaccines. And the one individual that I think folks are forgetting about, and they certainly shouldn't given the attack recently on the Capitol building, is Louis Farrakhan, who has called the vaccines a vial of death meant to kill people of color. And there's reports now that in terms of resistance to vaccines, people of color have actually changed and are now eager to get protected. And there are also some very leading and inspiring evangelical Christian voices that have been raised in behalf of the vaccine, basically saying that when God said to choose life in the book of Deuteronomy, He wasn't just talking about life inside the womb. It was also after you're grown up and hoping to avoid suffering through disease. We will get to that and a way out of the Georgia mess and much more. All coming up on The Medved Show in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
To do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.